The Guardian.
This podcast is sponsored by audible.co.uk, the number one online destination for digital audiobooks.
The Guardian Poetry Podcast.
My name is Michael Simmons Roberts, and the poem I've chosen is by John Donne, and it's Elegy 19, called To His Mistress Going to Bed. Come, madam, come. All rest my powers defy. Until I labour, I in labour lie. The foe, oft times having the foe in sight, is tired with standing, though they never fight. Off with that girdle, like heaven's zone glistering, but a far fairer world encompassing. Unpin that spangled breastplate which you wear, that the eyes of busy fools may be stopped there. Unlace yourself, for that harmonious chime tells me from you that now 'tis your bedtime. Off with that happy busk which I envy, that still can be and still can stand so nigh. Your gown going off such beauteous state reveals, as when from flowery meads the hill's shadow steals. Off with that wiry coronet, and show the hairy diadem which on you doth grow. Now off with those shoes, and then safely tread in this love's hallowed temple, this soft bed. In such white robes heaven's angels used to be received by men. Thou angel bring'st with thee a heaven like Mahomet's paradise, and though ill spirits walk in white, we easily know by this these angels from an evil sprite. Those set our hairs, but these our flesh upright. License my roving hands, and let them go, before, behind, between, above, below. O my America, my new-found land, my kingdom safeliest when with one man manned, my mine of precious stones, my empery, how blessed am I in this discovering thee. To enter in these bonds is to be free. Then where my hand is set, my seal shall be. Full nakedness, all joys are due to thee, as souls unbodied, bodies unclothed must be, to taste whole joys. Gems which you women use are like Atlanta's balls, cast in men's views, that when a fool's eye lighteth on a gem, his earthly soul may covet theirs, not them. Like pictures, or like books' gay coverings made for laymen, are all women thus arrayed. Themselves are mystic books, which only we, whom their imputed grace will dignify, must see revealed. Then, since I may know, as liberally as to a midwife, show thyself. Cast all, yea, this white linen hence. Here is no penance, much less innocence. I chose this poem for a number of reasons. It's a complicated poem. It's a beautiful poem, but it's also troubling. Many critics have argued about the sexism of Donne's approach to this woman as a land he wants to colonise. But it is essentially a young man's poem, written by Donne in his early 20s, and it's got all the qualities that you can then see emerging more fully as his work goes on. His almost shocking ability to interchange so-called sacred and profane imagery. So he's using ideas of souls and bodies to talk about this seduction scene. And much later in the Holy Sonnets, you see him talking about wanting to be ravished by God. So he's unafraid to mix these two apparently unmixable spheres of imagery. And in that, of course, he's part of a long tradition of the great mystic poets going back to medieval times. So I think it shows his formal accomplishment, his pizzazz, his nerve, his ability to take risks, his ability to mix different kinds of imagery. And it's just stunningly beautifully accomplished. For a young man's poem, I think it's astonishing. I've known this poem for many years, discovered John Donne when I was at university, and this is one of the most famous Donne poems, one of the most striking Donne poems. I had a sort of new encounter with it a couple of years ago when I was writing my collection Corpus. And as part of the writing of that collection, I was commissioned for an anthology to meet a scientist. And the scientist I met was Sir John Sulston, the man who led the team that mapped the human genome. From the very beginning of the conversation, the term mapping, it became apparent that the way that this process of exploring our genome, our common genome, the way that that was being described was essentially with the imagery of land and landscape and discovery and exploration. So it made me think of Donne's great poem. But also, there was now a new twist. After the genome was mapped, John Sulston, among others, was raising concerns about the patenting of parts of the human genome by biotech companies. And it took on a new twist when, after the human genome was fully mapped, various companies started to patent parts of the genome that related to particular conditions or diagnoses. That idea of putting a patent on something that is effectively our common property, our own humanity, seemed to me to lend itself to the sort of colonization imagery that Donne uses in this poem of his mistress going to bed. So it led for me to a very direct new encounter with Donne's poem, and a poem that I wrote in the book Corpus in response to it called To John Donne, which uses a lot of the same imagery and uses those great phrases like my America, my newfound land, but attempts to apply them to a different age of the body, an age of the body when it's no longer a newfound land, it's mapped and patented.
Visit audible.co.uk/guardian audio to choose from a selection of over 60,000 titles. With Audible, you can make more time for books by downloading and listening to them wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.